Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Billy Graham once called his daughter Ann Graham Lotz the best preacher in the family, and recently the New York Times named Ann as one of the five most influential evangelists of our generation, and Ann just wrote a new book called Jesus and Me, and Ann's joining us this morning on SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. I'm so glad to talk to you. Thank you.
So, Ann, we all know the Trinity is made up of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, but it's sort of confusing to describe three individual persons, especially when someone's coming to us saying, I don't really even know Jesus. I want to know more. There's the Holy Spirit, the Jesus, God the Father. You wrote a whole book studying this over the last year. Where do we start?
I think we start with Jesus. And when I was a little girl, Scott, I'd watched a picture about Jesus on television, and I was convicted of my sin. I believed that he had died for me. And so I just got on my knees and I told him I was sorry for my sin. I asked him to forgive me and I asked him to come into my heart. And I didn't know until later, of course, Jesus is in a man's body up in heaven getting back, the Bible says, to come and rule the world. But he knew what I was talking about. So he came into me in the person of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the invisible Jesus. He's the member of the Godhead who's in spirit form, but he's all that Jesus is, but without the man's physical body. So the Holy Spirit came to live in me, but our relationship with God starts when we place our faith in Jesus. So I did that as a little girl, and you know the Bible says, it doesn't put it this way, but God doesn't have any grandchildren. So just because I'm Billy Graham's daughter didn't mean I was a child of God. I had to make that decision for myself, and I did. And then I've grown in my relationship with God. And, you know, when I was a young girl growing up, my home was a committed Christian home, and they loved Jesus and served Jesus and obeyed Jesus, but I don't remember being taught about the Holy Spirit. And when I went to church, he was referred to as the Holy Ghost, and that was off-putting for a little girl. You know, I don't really want to draw close to a ghost.
Yeah.
And so as a young adult, I was studying the Scriptures and came to understand more fully who the Holy Spirit is. And so you're right, the mystery of what we call the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, who is Jesus, God the Holy Spirit, it's a mystery, so I can't explain it. But I know that God the Father loves me so much, he sent his Son to die for me to take away my sin, and God the Son, Jesus, loved me so much, he came and went all the way to the cross to give his life in atonement for my sin, rose up from the dead to give me eternal life, which means not just heaven when I die, but a personal relationship with God right now when I receive him by faith. And then the God, the Holy Spirit, whom Jesus asked the Father to send down in his name so that we never have to be alone. And so the last 4 years of my life experienced several very difficult life events, and the Holy Spirit has just carried me through. Jesus in me, and sometimes, you know, we don't pay attention to him because everything's going well. It's when things go bad that we look up and we say, God, we need you, and he just has come through in a huge way for me through the person of the Holy Spirit.
We're talking about experiencing the Holy Spirit as a constant companion today with Ann Graham Lotz on SOS Radio. She just wrote a new book called Jesus in Me that really digs into that. But Ann, thinking about the Holy Spirit sort of conjures up a lot of thoughts of like a flame of fire or a force or a vague feeling or almost like something inside of us that we know is there but we can't see. But how do you sort of begin to see the Holy Spirit as a unique person of the Trinity with all that in mind where it's not an emotional thing?
I think you're right. There have been a lot of misconceptions about the Holy Spirit, and he can be symbolized by a dove or a flame of fire, but he is not those things. He's not an it. He's not a genie that we rub by faith and he jumps up to give us what we want. You know, he's not an emotion. He's not an ecstatic experience. He is a distinct person. He is God, and we find him in the very first chapter of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, when it says, the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the deep and prepared it to receive God's word. And as a result, planet Earth was transformed. So the Holy Spirit of God, he always has been. We see him in the very second verse of the Bible, and then off and on we see him in the Old Testament. He comes upon people to equip them for leadership or to equip them for a particular task. But then when that job was done, he was removed from them. And what happened after Jesus went back to heaven, and he said he would ask the Father to send down another counselor, in other words, he was a counselor, and God would send down another one, and that word another means someone exactly the same as. And so 10 days after Jesus went to heaven, he sent down the Holy Spirit, who is another Jesus, Jesus without his man's physical body, but he doesn't just come upon us, he comes to live inside of us. When we confess our sin. We repent. We claim Jesus as our Savior. We open up our hearts and surrender to Him as our Lord, as our authority, as our boss. He comes into us in the person of the Holy Spirit. I look back on these last 4 years, Scott, and what stands out is not the grief and the pain and the suffering. What stands out are the blessings of God. I've never lost my peace, never lost my joy, been so acutely aware of blessing after blessing, and I know that's evidence of the Holy Spirit within me. So the Holy Spirit can take us through the darkest times and yet somehow turn the darkness to light because of His presence, where there is joy, there is love, there is peace, and just that awareness that God is in us and He's going to see us through.
We're talking to Ann Graham Lotz today at SOS Radio. And not too long after your dad passed away, you were diagnosed with breast cancer. And you say in your book that joy never once left my side during all the trials and all the valleys that you were going through, and the Holy Spirit never left you either. I mean, during those times of struggle, when you're just like, wow, okay, my dad's passed away, I'm dealing with cancer myself, this is painful, this is not fun, this is agonizing on my physical body, what did you experience? What did you learn about the Holy Spirit?
That I'm not alone. And it was my husband, 4 years ago, went to heaven unexpectedly. I found him unresponsive in our pool and took him to the hospital. He was rushed to the hospital, put on life support. 2 days later, he went to heaven. And 2 days before our 49th wedding anniversary, I buried him. And then it was 3 years after that that my father went to heaven. And 6 months after my father went to heaven, I was diagnosed with cancer. So it was, you know, one thing after another. But what I discovered is that loneliness knocked at my door, and I was tempted to be lonely, but I never fell into that deep depression and that spiral down into a pit because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. I write in the book, and when I return from a trip and there's no one to meet me at the door, I'm not alone. When I sit down to dinner for one, I'm not alone. When I curl up in a chair to read beside the fire on Sunday afternoon, I'm not alone. When the doorbell rings unexpectedly at 2 a.m, which it did, I'm not alone. When I snuggle down at night in the same bed I shared with my husband for 49 years, I know I'm not alone. And the Holy Spirit is the one who's taken that loneliness away. And Scott, it's interesting, I dedicated the book to the lonely, and it was after I dedicated the book, I came across a statistic that 22% of adult Americans are so desperately lonely, they have suicidal thoughts, and that loneliness is an epidemic among millennials. And I think it must be because they live sort of in a virtual world without real relationships. And I had that opportunity to be desperately lonely, but I have not been. And it's because the Holy Spirit just took up that slack. And He does so not only, you know, in His invisible presence, but He works through people, my family, friends, people around the world who are praying for me. And so the Holy Spirit can make up the loss, or at least balance the loss and balance the pain, so that not only do we survive, but we can triumph over it.
We're talking to Ann Graham Lotz today at SOS Radio. Ann, growing up in the Graham household, you've seen all kinds of different trends and different things that have changed in Christianity and in the church over the course of your life. You've seen the way that some churches really embrace the Holy Spirit, some churches sort of ignore the Holy Spirit. You've seen all the progressive ideas have come through, and social ideas and political ideas. But when you're looking at things now, at the place you're at in your life and all the things that you've learned through your personal relationship with Jesus, and you see the things your grandkids are struggling with, you see where the church is struggling right now, where do you see peace when you look at the future of the church?
I think peace comes under the lordship of Jesus, or we could say under the lordship of the Holy Spirit. Isaiah prophesied that when the government is on His shoulders, there'll be peace. And the government on His shoulders means when He's given full authority in an individual's life, when I surrender my life to Him. And I'll tell you, Scott, when I was faced with cancer, and it's a life-threatening disease, and I had to be willing to lay my life down. We do anyway, sort of, but it becomes very real when you have a disease like cancer. And so I just lay my life down. Lord, you know, if you want to take me to heaven right now, I'm ready to go. I want to see my husband and my father and my mother and those that have gone before me, and I want to see Jesus. I'm ready to go. But then if you want to leave me here, then in the time left, I want to serve you in a way that makes an impact in the lives of other people. Sort of let go of life. And I think sometimes we lose our peace when we're trying so hard to get what we want. And we try so hard to swing God around to our will, so we want Him to do what we want. And there comes great peace when the government is on His shoulders, and we just relinquish the control of our lives to Him knowing that everything then that comes into our lives is for our good, our ultimate good, which is being conformed to the image of Christ, and then called according to his purpose. And, you know, there's a freedom that comes when you just let go and let God have everything. So that freedom brings deep peace, and I'm not anxious, I'm not apprehensive about tomorrow or the next day. And, of course, I don't have little children, and you know, maybe I would feel differently if my children were babies, and I'm not quite so willing to let go of life when I know I've still got little ones. But even then, God can pick up the slack and take care of us. So in my situation, I just feel like I've released everything, and if for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. And if he leaves me here, then I want to do more fruitful labor for him and make an impact on others in the time that's left. And I know he knows what time that is, you know, so I just live for his purpose and for his glory.
We're talking to Ann Graham Lotz today on SOS Radio. We're talking about really experiencing the Holy Spirit and understanding his role as a constant companion. And growing up in the Graham household, you were never really taught a whole lot about the Holy Spirit. Why do you think that was?
I'm not sure, because I know my mother and father knew who he was. I know they depended on him and experienced the blessing and the answers to prayer and all that he can give. But for some reason, and maybe I was taught, Scott, but I just don't remember. I don't remember being taught, and I certainly don't remember being taught about him in church. And I went to a wonderful church that loved Jesus and loved God's word, and so many people there were in full-time service to the Lord. And so I don't know why, but I think many times in the Christian life, we treat him as an optional extra, that we have the grand God the Father and the beloved God the Son, but the Holy Spirit is like a P.S. We don't quite know what to do with him, you know. And we call him the third person of the Trinity, so he's the least. You know, God the Father most important, then God the Son, and then the Holy Spirit is like the least. But the fact that he's the third member means that in the Old Testament, God the Father is primarily revealed. In the Gospels, primarily God the Son is revealed. And then the third person of the Trinity to be more primarily revealed is the Holy Spirit, the book of Acts and the rest of the New Testament. So he's not the least. He's not a P.S. He's not an add-on. He's a distinct member of the Trinity. So, and I think maybe sometimes in mainline circles, we get a little concerned about the Holy Spirit because sometimes he's presented as doing, you know, things that we're uncomfortable with, strange, weird things. And so we're afraid of him almost and afraid of the controversy and division he can bring. So I just wrote about my experience, and I know other people might have different experiences, but this book, Jesus in Me, is my experience of his constant companionship. I base it on John chapter 16, so it's very biblical in what I say, but it's my experience, and it has not been spooky, it has not been weird, it has not been an ecstatic emotion. I've just been flooded with peace and blessing and joy, and it's carried me through, you know, some horrific things. So the Holy Spirit that I've come to know by experience, I commend to anybody and everybody.
We're talking to Ann Graham Lotz today at SOS Radio, and she has a brand new book. It's called Jesus in Me. Really digs into understanding the Holy Spirit. And Ann, what do you think is the most misunderstood aspect of the Holy Spirit in our modern day culture?
Perhaps the most misunderstood aspect is that we think he's not necessary, or that, like I've said, he's an optional extra. He's not. He's a divine necessity, and we can misunderstand him because he's represented in Scripture, and because he's invisible. In Scripture, he can be represented by a flame of fire, as he was at Pentecost, or represented by a dove, as he was at the baptism of Jesus, or, you know, represented in other ways in Scripture. But those are just symbols. That's not who he is. And so I think we misunderstand. We don't think it through carefully. And so in this book, I've just tried to write down my experience thinking it through carefully from Scripture, and anybody can have Jesus in me. You know, anybody can have the Holy Spirit come to live inside of them to give them peace and joy and blessing. And doesn't mean that we're not going to have problems in life. Doesn't mean that disasters or disease are not going to hit. But the fact that when they do, he will be with us. He will be in us to carry us through. And first thing, as I told you, Scott, we have to put our faith in Jesus and claim him as our Savior, invite him into our hearts as Lord to give him authority. He comes in the person of the Holy Spirit. So anybody listening to me can do that today. In fact, I challenge people, establish a relationship with God through faith in Jesus right now, then get to know him. So when the disaster strikes or disease is diagnosed or death happens, then you're prepared. You know, when these things happen to me, I could draw on the relationship I developed with God through faith in Jesus. I could draw on my foundation of faith in God's Word. I didn't have to suddenly scramble and get right with God and then try to figure out who He is and try to, you know how to pray and find the verses. I already had that in place. So if people listening, nothing bad's happening, praise God, but life is hard. And so something may be around the corner, and we need to be prepared. And the best way we can prepare is to know God in a personal relationship and grow in that knowledge, grow in that relationship, so that when the bad things happen, we have a God who lives in us who can just carry us through.
God gives each one of His children a unique plan and vision for their lives. And we're talking to Ann Graham Lotz today on SWS Radio. And the Holy Spirit helps us to discern what those plans are and what that vision is for our life. You know, it talks about in the Old Testament of the Bible, without vision, the people perish. But God desires for us to live out our faith in Jesus. But Ann, in what ways does the Holy Spirit help us to do those things?
Well, you know, there's a verse in John 14 where he's called the counselor, and then in the Amplified version of the Bible, it takes that word counselor and it translates it into six other words. So he's a comforter, he's a helper, he's a standby, he's a strengthener, he's an advocate, he's an intercessor. And so each one of those names reveals something about his character. So names in Scripture are significant because they reveal the character of the person. Like Jesus was called Jesus because it means Savior. He would save us from our sins. And Peter was named Peter because he would be so strong in his faith he could strengthen other people in their faith. And the Holy Spirit is given names in Scripture that reveal his character. So a standby, he stands by me to help me in crises or emergencies, like when I found my husband or I was in a horrific car accident I write about, and he just carried me through that. He was right there to help me. He's a helper and helps us, gives us strength to make it through a day when we think we can't possibly go one more minute, you know, and gives us strength to continue on and do it well. He's the advocate, so sometimes he has to defend us. If we're slandered or we're betrayed, and I write about an experience in the book about just the horrific time that my husband and I went through. We were thrown out of a church, and it made the newspapers, and a year later, those same newspapers carried articles about me that exonerated me of any wrongdoing. I knew the Holy Spirit had been my advocate. He had been defending me, and he's our intercessor. When we have a disagreement with my child, I wrote about this, and we had a disagreement about what she was studying, and she hung up the phone on me and wouldn't answer the phone when I called her back, so I actually ended up on her doorstep, you know, opened the door, and she had to confess that she had been rude. I had to confess that I'd been too strict with her, and we worked it out. But I knew that the Holy Spirit had been interceding for me, working in her heart, working in my heart, to bring us together so we could be restored in our relationship. And the Holy Spirit can do that, especially if the other person you have a strained relationship with is a believer who also has the Holy Spirit. You can pray and sort of stir up the Holy Spirit in that person and in yourself, and just pray that He would bring you to reconciliation. So there's so many aspects of the Holy Spirit that are just so practical for everyday use, because that's who He is. He's, in a sense, He's the everyday God. You know, He lives inside of us to help us and to give us wisdom, comfort, strength, 24/7, every moment of every day. And not only that, He gives us companionship. He keeps us from being lonely.
He's a comforter, he's a counselor, he's a friend. We're talking with Ann Graham Lotz today at SWS Radio, and her new book is called Jesus and Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. Thanks for spending some time with us today, Ann. We appreciate you.
Scott, thank you so much. God bless you.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.